We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everybody, it's DJ NV, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Claudia Jordan is here, our guest co-host.
Hey.
And we're talking about where is the craziest place your credit card got declined. Now, this comes from Drake. His card got declined on live over the weekend. And we're just asking the craziest place your card got declined. Now, Claudia Jordan said casino for you.
It was real bad at one point. I had a jewelry on that some guy bought me that I didn't like, so I went to the pawn shop and sold that, and I got right back on the tables and tried to get my money back.
Did you get it back?
No.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man. Well, mine was a club uptown. This was had to be about 15 years ago. I was with Shout the DJ Pro Style, who's a DJ at the station. We were all at his club, and I bought two bottles. Why? Because I was dumb. But my card got declined. So I tried another card, and that card got declined. And the reason it got declined was that venue had a lot of fraud. So any card that you tried to use would decline because the venue was coming up as a fraudulent venue. Mm. But my peoples already popped the bottles and already drank, and they came back. So I had to go outside, talk to the person from American Express for like 20, 30 minutes outside, to, you know, because you got to wait on hold. It's like 3 in the morning. Then finally, when they did approve it, the club was over.
Anyone else card get declined or just yours?
I was the one. I didn't tell nobody because it was my embarrassment. It was my people's. It was somebody's birthday. I don't know if it was June birthday or somebody's birthday, but I had to take care of that. So I felt bad and I didn't even get to enjoy. So it was what it was.
It's mad embarrassing because people always go, they do the same thing. Oh, there's money on that card, or it must be because I'm out of town. Like, you just go to your go-to.
Yeah, you got
to
start explaining because you're around a bunch of people.
What?
And you just don't want them to think you're broke.
Well, I remember another time I had to, I showed the person, I don't know where I was. I had to show the person, look, I got money in my bank. I got money. Because you feel so stupid, but it's the same type of thing.
Yeah, I can't believe that y'all can remember one time. Like, Every single time my card has been declined, I've been embarrassed about it.
Nah, because ever since then, I would call American Express and tell them where I'm going.
Hey, I'm going out of town.
I'm going out of town.
You got to let them know. Hey, bro, don't do this to me again.
That's exactly what I'm
doing. I'm going out of town. Don't play with me.
I'm going here. I'm going out the country. So I never had that problem ever again because I made sure I tell them every time.
It is traumatizing.
Yes.
Charlamagne, where was yours? Several?
I don't remember. Yeah, it's been so many.
Really? Has it been a lot?
It's been enough because, and you know what, and it's not even that it's been a lot. It's the trauma you deal with afterwards. Because
yeah.
Even now, when I give my card, I'm just hoping the waiter comes back and just a signature.
It's a signature.
You know what I mean? When you know it's a problem, it's like, Mr. McKelvey, can I talk to you for a minute? Like, oh, Lord have mercy.
And see, the bad thing, I don't carry cash on me anymore. I don't really carry cash. I probably carry $40. So if it's declined, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
You better have Apple Pay. You better have something to help me out.
That walk back is a walk of shame. When the waiter is coming up and you're like, they're looking at you and they got that look on their face, that is one of the worst
feelings.
I'm
trying to tell you.
And you have that anxiety.
I'm trying to tell you.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? We're talking about your credit card getting declined.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I was actually in New York for 420, and I went to the dispensary to try to get some bud, and my card got declined because I'm from PA, and it flexed as like an out-of-state transaction for fraud.
Yep.
Yeah, so I went in there, and literally I told the dude, like, why isn't my card getting, why aren't they letting me go through? He was just like, I don't know, bro. It's coming up as fraud. I can't do nothing. By the time I stepped outside, my bank called me and told me what was going on.
Yeah, a lot of times your bank will call you immediately, or they'll text you, or they'll email you to see if that transaction was actually yours. But a lot of times these new cards got the chip in it where they can actually make sure the card is with the person, though.
That used to be the best feeling in the world, though, when your card get declined, and then you sit there and wait for the bank to call, and you start talking. This is my bank right here. I told y'all. What's happening? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that was me. That was me. All right, thank you. I can run it again.
Then you go buy extra because you got to prove to the cashier that you got it.
All right. All right.
Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Shantae.
Hey, Shantae. When's the last time your car got declined? The craziest place.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And I was hoping that Uncle Charlotte could read my new book. It's called The Son of God in Commit. It's about the Bible being an African book. But back to my answer, it was when I was buying Pampers for my baby.
Damn.
Come to find out somebody had stolen my identity and took all my money off my card.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, it was horrible. It took like 2 weeks to get all my money back.
Jesus, sorry for you, mama.
I'm good.
Monique.
Jeez, why you hang up on her like that?
I want to know.
You are so cruel.
What? Did she get the Pampers that day?
Exactly.
I
want to hear more.
Oh, y'all didn't ask any questions.
I was about to.
I'm sorry, Monique.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's okay. Good morning, guys. Hey. First of all, I love you guys. And before I answer this question, did you guys get your candles on Friday?
We did.
Yes.
I got them right here.
You got them right candle company.
I got them right here.
Charlamagne loved the one that said, guys, night out.
Shut up. I have them right here.
Supposed to love it.
All of them say guys night out.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Some say backyard shenanigans.
Oh, let me see. All I got is the guys night out.
See, of course, that's what you got.
I do have the backyard.
You got backyard shenanigans.
Backyard shenanigans sound way crazier than guys night out. All right. What is this, man? Why you send us these gay candles?
It's Pride Month, man.
I'm just going with y'all.
You're right.
Save you a spider.
Whatever we putting down, you picking up.
That's it. But I took my daughter and I'll say 10 of her girlfriends to Tulum in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Cabo. You know, we taking shots old zoo. We good. Bill coming like, here's my American Express. It was like, I'm sorry, ma'am, it didn't go through. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
So now I'm out in the lobby. We're outside. About 30 minutes, like, what's going on? American Express, what's the deal? So, yeah, that was very embarrassing, especially in front of her friends.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Taboo is expensive as hell, too. So Taboo is expensive. You better have all the cash with you right there.
Did the charge go through ever? Did you ever get to use a card?
Oh, yeah. They fixed it. Okay. Thank God.
American Express don't play that, boy. They'll turn you down in a second, and you got to call and sit outside for 20 minutes trying to get them on the phone.
Right.
Exactly. Okay? So, yeah. I was blessings. But you guys, please, enjoy the candles. And that's Molit Candle Company.
They smell good. I'm going to light one in here in a minute.
And how can people get your candles if they want to, Mama?
Okay, so my, it is Mo Tyson, LITCANDL Monique@myshopify.com.
Thank you so much.
This smells really good.
No, it smells great.
I'm ordering some.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you so much, guys.
800-585-1051. We're asking, where's the craziest place your credit card got declined? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, where is the craziest place your credit card got declined? Now, this conversation comes from Drake. Over the weekend, he was on live, and his credit card got declined right there on live. So we're asking, what's the craziest place? And we got Mickey on the line. Mickey, good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. His name is K-Rock. K-Rock, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's the craziest place your credit card got declined?
The McDonald's drive-thru.
Damn,
that's bad. That's a low. That's a new low, bro.
Yeah. How much was the order?
It was like $4.
Oh my God!
What'd you get? A number two? The two cheeseburger meal?
No, I got the McDouble.
McDouble 99 cents.
No
you got
onions,
fries,
no
which is $2. Yeah, so you got a McDouble and
a small tea.
It what?
In a small tea.
Oh, in a small tea. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do when you got declined at McDonald's, bro?
Pulled off.
He didn't try to fix it.
They should have just gave you the food for free.
Yeah, they should have just said, "Hey, bro."
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why was it declined? You didn't have the money, or did American Express make a mistake?
No, I don't think I had it on there.
Oh, it must have been a regular credit
card.
Yeah,
he didn't have it on there.
That was like a Visa, a MasterCard.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Was your caretaker with you?
Huh?
Was your caretaker with you?
Shut up, man. Have a good one, bro. What's wrong with you, man?
What? I'm asking a question.
Hello, who's
this? The caretaker should have spotted him the extra money, man. That's messed up.
He was pulling teeth a little bit.
Hello?
Hey, my name is Sean, man.
Sean, good morning. We're asking, where's the craziest place your credit card got declined?
Okay, so I was stationed in Europe, and me and my wife went on our vacation for our anniversary over the Grand Canary. While we were there, a volcano went off.
Damn.
And they canceled all flights over Europe. You couldn't fly out. My credit card declined when I went to go pay the bill, and I called USAA, my company, and I was like, yo, I need a new credit card, or turn this one back on. They said, no, sir, we can't turn it back on because we've already sent you one in the mail. I lived in Germany at the time. They couldn't turn my credit card back on because they had already turned it off, and I'm stuck on this island in Spain. Luckily, my other bank let me put more money onto my regular debit card, and I was able to pay. Otherwise, we were going to be stuck over there. We were already stuck an extra week on our vacation, and then I couldn't pay because they sent me a new credit card.
Damn. Thank you, bro.
But, yo,
you made it back home safely.
It was great. We made it home. Can I plug my book real quick, guys?
Go ahead, bro.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I made a cookbook based on my military travels. It's called Miles Around the World, recipes I created based on places I've been. It's on Amazon and on Apple iBooks, everywhere you can get books. Love the show, guys. Love what you guys do. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Stefan calling out of Kansas City, or by way of Somerville.
What's up, brother?
Hey, 843. We used to call it Slummerville back in the day, but we've grown up.
Of course.
So we're asking, what's the craziest place your credit card got declined?
Man, it got declined down in Magic City.
Wow.
That's what you get. You know that's a cash only establishment.
I feel that. I didn't know that. I'm not a strip club guy.
So you try to buy singles or you try to buy a bottle?
Nah, man, I was at the bar trying to set up a tab, and I had my girl there. She took me down there for my birthday, and I was like, I got it, but didn't have it.
Damn.
You should let her pay though. It's your birthday.
Hey, but in my defense, I didn't know I was in a different state, so I had to change my card over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't call your bank and let them know you wasn't going to be there. What was the tab?
My tab was only like $50.
Man, what is going on, man?
They're a little too sensitive.
Thank you.
Well, how is it that like they catch these little $50 charges, but when someone does fraud on my account, those charges go through?
Come on, man.
That is wild. And to the brother that called that got declined at McDonald's, if you call back, I'm going to throw something in your cash at me. Because
right.
You get declined at McDonald's.
And I'm going to tell you something. Run. In the script club, I just thought about it. Like, I use a card in the script club. But for drinks, though. For cash, I go in there with cash for the singles. Mm-hmm. But if bottles are being purchased, I'll use my card.
Right.
Yes.
All right. What's the moral of the story, guys, if there's a moral?
Have cash on you. I like cash.
I don't really carry that much cash with me. I only carry like $40, $50. Everything is my card or Apple Pay.
Just gotta have a little backup nowadays though, because I don't like how it's all going over to electronic.
I feel you on that too, because I what I don't like is the do you have a Cash App combo, and then I don't have Cash App, I got Venmo, I got this and that. I like to pay people on the spot. Mm-hmm. You know, like yesterday at the Roots Picnic, we had some, you know, games we were playing, and we promised them some money. You know, I wish I had the cash on the spot, because you got to get Cash Apps and everything.
You
else
Venmo, Cash
That's
App.
That's what I'm saying.
My Cash App got shut down.
Your Cash App got shut down.
Remember during the pandemic, everybody was doing those like money groups.
Money? What was the money?
Never mind. Y'all are rich already. Never mind. The listeners, what I'm talking about, the Susu groups and all that. Remember that stuff?
No, what is that?
It's like you put money in a pot and.
But people you don't know.
I do. You know, I'm telling myself too much this morning, so never mind. I'll tell you about it later on.
Yeah, that sounds like fraud.
Jesus.
Well, that's why my Cash App is gone.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yeah, we do. R. Kelly back in the news is not looking good.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.